This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery podcast for February 24, 2012. I'm Natalie Pincham. The topics of the articles featured in this podcast are vestibular schwannoma, pituitary surgery, and anatomy. Staged resection of large vestibular schwannomas, a clinical article by Ahmed Razlan and colleagues. Staged resection of large vestibular schwannomas has been proposed as a strategy to improve facial nerve outcomes and morbidity. In this paper, the authors retrospectively report their experience with two-stage resection of vestibular schwannomas larger than 3 centimeters. They compare the results to a similar cohort of patients who underwent a single-stage resection. 28 and 19 patients underwent 2 and single-stage resections of large vestibular schwannomas, respectively. Gross total and near-total resections were achieved in 96.5% and 79% of patients in the two-stage and single-stage groups, respectively. Anatomical facial nerve preservation was achieved in 96.5% of patients. There were no recurrences on follow-up imaging in the two-stage group. Good facial nerve outcome, defined as Hausbrackmann grades 1 and 2, at the last follow-up was achieved in 82% of patients in the two-stage group and 53% of patients in the single-stage group. Cerebrospinal fluid leak-related complications, such as intracranial hypertension, blood patch, and lumboperitoneal shunt for pseudomeningocele, were more common in the two-stage group. There were no postoperative strokes, hemorrhages, or deaths in either group. The authors suggest that staged resection of large vestibular schwannomas may potentially achieve better facial nerve outcomes while allowing maximum tumor resection with no additional neurological morbidity. Indocyanine green fluorescence endoscopy for visual differentiation of pituitary tumor from surrounding structures. A clinical article by Zachary Litvak and co-authors. For resection of pituitary adenomas, the endoscopic endonasal technique has brought improved visualization of tumor and vital structures by virtue of added illumination, magnification, and off-angle visualization. However, it can still be challenging to differentiate functional adenoma from normal pituitary gland. One promising approach is to use fluorescent dyes that differentiate tumor from normal tissue by virtue of vascularity or metabolic activity, as in the use of 5-ALA for resection of gliomas. The authors introduced the technique of using indocyanine green, taking advantage of the difference in vascular density between adenoma and normal pituitary gland, to visualize normal and tumor tissue with an operating endoscope. In all cases, tumor was discernible from normal pituitary and cellar dura by virtue of green fluorescence. There were no adverse effects of using indocyanine green or the near-infrared light source necessary for fluorescence. This technique holds promise for intraoperative visualization of tumor, allowing for identification of areas of invasion, preservation of normal pituitary gland, and complete resection of tumor. The authors propose future studies assessing the utility of the technique in identifying functional microadenoma, as well as its use in combination with 5-ALA and other metabolic dyes to better identify tumor. The branching pattern of the middle cerebral artery. Is the intermediate trunk real or not? An anatomical study correlating with simple angiography. A laboratory investigation by Gokman Kahila-Gulari and co-workers. The branching structure of the middle cerebral artery, or MCA, is a debated issue. This study aimed to describe this branching structure in detail. 27 fresh human brains, or 54 hemispheres, obtained from routine autopsies were used. During examination, the trunk structures of the MCA and their relations with cortical branches were demonstrated. Radiographs of the same materials were obtained and comparisons were made. Angles between the MCA trunks were measured on three-dimensional computed tomography cerebral angiography images obtained in 25 patients or 50 hemispheres and their correlations with angles of the cadaver brains were evaluated. A new arrangement was made in relation to the terminology of the intermediate trunk, which is still a subject of debate. Interrelations of trunk structures and their influences on the cortical branches originating from them are clinically important. The information presented in this study will ensure reliable diagnostic approaches and safer surgical interventions, particularly with MCA-selective angiographies. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.